This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
How does one approach the opposite gender for marriage? This isn't chat up lines, please, Sheikh.
MashaAllah. This is actually a very important question, because today people complain, and especially the youth, they complain about the fact that, how do I get married when I can't speak, or I'm not supposed to speak to the opposite gender? And oftentimes there are cultural barriers more than there are Islamic barriers. In this country, you know, one of the places where we find the youth see each other or get to know each other are at universities. We're not talking about whether it's ideal to go to university or not. But they are there. You see someone you like. You see someone you are interested in. I think there is nothing wrong with you approaching that person, striking up a conversation in a good manner. Don't use the chat up lines. Strike up a conversation in a good manner with regards to perhaps course material or anything. Use your imagination. And then when you find the appropriate time, express your intention. Say, I've come because, you know, X, Y, and Z, I have some interest in you. Are you interested? My interest is based on Islam. You know, I'm looking for nikah, etc. So I don't think there would be anything wrong with you doing that, number one. And I say this because many of us feel that I can't approach a sister or I can't approach a brother. But in reality, the other gender is thinking the same. And they also think, hey, we can't, and there's these cultural taboos, etc. Hold on. If you are doing it in a respectful manner, look at Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, with which Mufti mentioned. The story of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he sees the two women, he approaches. He says, "Qala ma khatbukuma? What is your issue? How can I help you?" And the end of that is that they get married. So you have to take these steps. That's not the only way. You can approach the uncles and aunties. You know, there are those uncles and aunties in society that are well known to match people together. Approach them, tell them, I'm looking for marriage. And another barrier is that we think that people know what we are thinking. So we tell two people and we say, I've told people I want to get married. No, go to 100 people. Go to as many people as possible, trustworthy people, people that you that are in your circles. Tell them, look, I'm looking to get married. If you know anyone suitable, then suggest. So do your best. And Allah grant him goodness. My father always says, do your best and to Allah leave the rest. Do your best and to Allah leave the rest. As for social media and getting onto DMs, etc., I encourage you not to do this. I discourage you from doing this because you shouldn't slide. You know, they call it sliding into the DMs. Why are you sliding in the first place? You know, there's a negative connotation to that. Why are you sliding? Go, knock on the door. Say, this is what I want, you know. So, there are apps today out there. I'm not promoting one, but I'm saying there are apps that are monitored by those who are above, those who are higher in authority, etc., on the from the management of the app, they are monitored. Those are safer options than going on to Instagram and sliding into someone's DM. So if you really must, then bismillah, use these apps, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for you. This is a question that I've received many times and I keep receiving. So it's a very important question. Barakallahu feek.
Jazakumullah khair.
Can I add one quick thing? Sorry.
Of course.
I just want to say that perhaps we should involve our parents early on, very early. Because when you don't, you're bitten a lot of the times. So even, and what Sheikh Ibrahim is saying is right, that you are at a university, you are working, you have colleagues, you see someone, you watch them with their deen, you see prayer time, they're taking it seriously. Such a lovely brother or sister. You need to open your mouth. And I would prefer that you actually spoke to, if it's a girl, you can speak to your folks to say, you know what, there's a brother at work. I haven't even spoken to him, but he's really a suitable candidate. Wallahi, if my child came to me with that, I would go and meet the guy. I would take him out for a coffee. I, as a father, would go and take him out for a coffee and tell him, you know what, I believe you're working with my daughter. Well, mashallah, you know, etc. Take him a bottle of perfume and so on and suss him out. And then you can pick up, if he's really not what he is, you're going to do your research. The problem is when she's already developed a relationship with her, she wants me as a parent to come in and rubber stamp a guy who's on weed. Come on, no ways. Yeah, I'd send him to my grandfather to polish his tajweed first.
MashaAllah. I think if I can respectfully add also, you see any sisters, if there's guys who are interested in you, if they're serious and sincere, they will have no qualms in meeting your wali, in the parents. No, they won't for a moment hesitate.
100%. Because one of the things, look, a guy is wired differently from a girl. And the thinking is different. Everything, you know, is I was going to say weird, but I'm a guy. So I'll tell you what, if you're going to allow them to play with you, wallahi, they will play with you. But if you're going to put your line and your barrier, they're going to respect you. If they're really serious, out of 100, one or two might be serious. Trust me, the other 99 are players. Sorry. Allah make it easy.